Welcome to FitChicks Chat, where our goal is to educate and empower women to take control of their health and fitness through our weekly podcast, where we talk about fitness, nutrition, and mindset. I am your co-host, Amanda Quinn, and I am the co-founder of FitChicks Academy, a personal trainer, yoga instructor, business coach, and a mom. In each episode, you will hear from us either together, sometimes solo, as well as from top female experts in the fitness, nutrition, and wellness space. Now let's dive into this week's episode of FitChicks Chat. This is episode 180 of FitChicks Chat, and today's topic is, we are actually talking about the top secrets to creating a lifestyle change that sticks, and this is an interview with pop sugar fitness guru, Anna Renderer. I'd also love for you to help spread the love, and one way you can do that is by leaving us a review on iTunes. These reviews really help us boost our podcast in the rankings and spread our message to more women. So please head over to iTunes after the show, and as a thank you, if we pick your review to read on air, we will send you a free gift. Now, without further ado, let's get on to episode number 180.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women. To help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to FitChicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and on today's podcast, I have a very special guest that I'm really excited to chat with, and it's Anna Renderer. How are you, Anna?
I am good. Thank you, Amanda, for having me on. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm so honored that you've decided to be able to spend some time with me and chat and, you know, share your story and everything with our listeners. I have been a huge fan of your work and what you do for so many years and on Pop Sugar and just through your own programs and everything. So I'm genuinely so thrilled to have you on. So thank you again.
Well, hey, you know, you've got podcast going. So if I can add any value, I'm happy to.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. So I wanted to start off with this interview with you just kind of telling us a little bit more about you and your backstory and how you got into health and fitness. Because I always like that backstory. I think it's something really important to share with our listeners.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I never thought I would be a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And I went to school for exercise physiology originally. And, you know, I was an athlete my whole life, so I always was very interested in health and fitness. And I thought maybe, oh, I could go to med school and really help people and maybe do cardiology. So exercise physiology really was such an interesting major because you learned about how to help people, whether they were healthy or whether they had disease. And I went into internships working in cardiology and stress testing. And when I finished up my master's in that field, I found that I was really not happy in the environment of that industry. It, you know, being in healthcare is tough because you really have to, you know, face those people every day who are sick and struggling and going through major trauma physically. And mm-hmm. that affects them mentally as well. And then on top of it, I'm working with people that are obese, nurses that are overweight, doctors that are like cardiologists that look like they're going to drop and have a heart attack. Right. And it frustrated me because I'm like, you're not even living the lifestyle of what should be what these other patients should have been living. How can you sit there and, you know, treat them when you're going to be in that same seat one day? Right. So as much as it pained me to say, what am I going to go into fitness? Like, I'm going to be a trainer. I didn't really understand any of the other opportunities I could have in preventative disease. So mm-hmm. I went into fitness thinking, well, this is the start. I'm going to go and I'm going to try to help people live a healthy lifestyle. And I know so much about the body. I know so much about, you know, the internal chemistry of what's happening mm-hmm. that I wanted to really put that knowledge to use and help people understand the value of living the lifestyle of a healthy, fit person, not just to lose weight, not just to look better in jeans and tighties. You know, it's like, I want you to have a healthy life and not go to the hospital and have to go through that trauma of having sickness and disease. So that's really where it all transitioned for me. And I went from being, you know, in that clinical field to really just becoming an expert in fitness.
Right. No, and that's a really interesting story. And I can relate to that in some ways, because I do think, like, even I wasn't in the same position as you, but even looking at people like family, friends, et cetera, that I see that are going through issues, health issues. My yeah. mom at a very young age, in her early 40s, had a quadruple bypass and things like that. And seeing, you know, seeing that kind of thing happen and knowing yeah. that just there are preventative measures. I'm not saying that heart disease is something that you can prevent 100%, but there are measures that you can put in place to try to help yourself in some way. And so I understand what you're saying, because it's like, it's frustrating when you see people in those positions that they're not taking care of themselves. And you're
That's
like,
right.
I want to help you so that you can live a healthier, happier life. Right.
Exactly. yeah. Exactly.
Now, I know that one of your big passions and one of your big focuses as well is outside of just the fitness side. I mean, you're very well known for the fitness side, but also in the nutrition side. But I mean, you also really focus on building confidence and helping women with their mindset around, you know, how they feel. How does that play into it? And how do you help women sort of boost that confidence to feel better in their skin? Because I think that that's such a key piece in that's missing in this industry, and that's missing for a lot of people on their path, and that causes them to resort back to old habits is when they don't understand the mind-body connection and the confidence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was really just with my experience in fitness, working with people in the gym and helping them on their fitness goals and getting stronger and getting in shape. Mm-hmm. It always went back to the mental. It always went back to their mindset and how they felt about themselves, how they felt about food, how they felt about their life in general. Because if you don't have clear goals, if you don't have clarity in what really matters to you and why, mm-hmm. then everything that you do is less significant. Because so many people, you know what, at the end of the day, if you really get down to it, in high performance coaching, if I'm talking to a client about their health and fitness goals, and we go deep as to what is really important in their life, it's mm-hmm. usually their family, it's usually being a mom, mm-hmm. it's usually their relationship and intimacy with their loved one. It's all these other things, not how they look in their skinny jeans.
Right. yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're exercising thinking, I want to fit into my skinny jeans. I want to lose 10 pounds. And that's what they're saying in their head as to why they're exercising. But that's not really the reason why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us really need to just get back to clarity in why it matters to us to be healthy, why it matters to be in the gym and work on our fitness and our health. And when it comes to confidence, it's even that, why do I need to believe in myself? What proof do I have that I'm not good enough, or that I can't achieve that goal, or that I will fail again? Because everybody's got those stories in their head that mm-hmm. that they're not confident. I'm not confident, or I'm not good enough, or I can't do that, or she's better than me. Mm-hmm. It's about getting back to clarity. You have to get clear. Like, what proof do you have that you're not confident, that you will fail, that you're not good enough? Right. Tell me, when in your life have you failed and not done it, or not been good enough, or not been brave? Most mm-hmm. often women will tell you, wait, I have accomplished a lot. I have done a lot. I actually am brave. I haven't failed that many times. But they're telling them the story that they will. And so I right. always go back to prove it. You know, you can't build your own business. Why not? Well, I'm not smart enough. Really? Did you go to college? Yeah. Yes. really? How did you do in college? And so I go back to piecing it back together, the story of their real life, mm-hmm. not the one they've made up and they've, I don't know, somehow adopted an identity that is not true. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really where I go with confidence, because we just have to really get clear on who we are and what's important, because that comparison, as you know, is a big part of our confidence gap.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, we're looking at her. You're looking at me.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yeah. I'll never be as fit as Anna, you know? And I'm like, what is your goal? Is it to be the host of Pop Sugar Fitness? and they're like, no. I'm like, okay. Well, if it's not to be the host of Pop Sugar Fitness, or to have your own fitness show, or to have your own fitness platform, why do you care if you look just like me?
Yeah.
What's really important to you? And we get back to the clarity piece. So don't compare yourself to someone else unless you're ready to step in their shoes and live their life. Because most often you wouldn't trade your kids, your family, or your career for someone else's just to look the way they do.
Right.
So those are the types of things I really talk about. And I think that more women need to start waking up to the fact that they are amazing. They have accomplished a lot. They are truly brave, especially if they popped out a little one, because you know how hard that is, Amanda, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And it's not even just the delivery process. It's everything after.
Oh, it's the pre, during, it's the and pre, post.
Yeah. Yeah. The transition of becoming a mom on its own is just like, is insane to me.
That alone is the feat that every woman should just hold on to and say, I am the bravest mofo in the world.
Right?
I've gotten through that, you know? And now, why can't you do the next thing? Tell me why. Actually, give me some evidence that you're incapable of it.
Yeah. No, and that's, you know, and that's a really interesting way to look at it, because a lot of times I think people just, rather than looking at like, give me evidence why you can't do these things, it's like they focus just more on like, well, they focus more on like their insecurities. You know what I mean? Like they don't really focus on like the proof. They just focus on like the feeling or like, well, this is just how I've always been, or this is, you know, the habits that they've created rather than focusing on the proof of the matter. So that's a really interesting way to look at it for sure.
I love doing that. It always stumps everybody.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like how, what would you say? Like if someone was, you know, sitting there right now listening and they're like, okay, well, I feel like I could never, you know, I could never own my own fitness business, for example. Mm-hmm. How would you kind of go about, like, what would be the flow of questions that they should be asking themselves? Just to, like, really kind of dive a little deeper. What would that look like for them?
Yeah. I mean, if they have a goal. So, you know, it just depends on your goal. You know, some people are like, I want to start my own fitness business. And, you know, right now I'm just training in the gym.
Yeah.
Right? And so they're thinking at the end result. They're thinking of the big goal, the big dream. It seems so big and hairy, right?
Yeah.
And it seems so far away that it's hard to even imagine yourself in that position, right? Mm-hmm. But I believe, is my internet okay?
So yeah, we're good.
I believe it's so important to have the big goal, even though it's scary and even though it seems so far away, mm-hmm. but then come all the way back to where you are, and you have to look at what are the actionable steps that I'm going to have to take to get there.
Right.
So you have to have the actionable steps, the big monumental goals along the way to get there, because ask any single successful entrepreneur, did you just become successful and have your own business and just get it all done? No, you took the first steps and you mapped it out and you got closer and closer as you went. And mm-hmm. I spoke with someone the other day who said, I really want to help women who are going through cancer. And I really want to help them through that journey because I've been through it, but I don't know how to build that business. I don't know what it would look like. I don't know how to even start. I was like, have you ever talked to somebody who's doing that? Because I'm sure it's not the first, you're not the first person that has wanted to build that business. I'm sure there's other people. So I always say, try to also interview, model, research, look at who's doing it.
Yeah.
And follow in their footsteps. Ask them to be interviewed, just like you're interviewing me. Because the more you start looking at others who are walking the walk, you can then just start modeling that in your own way. Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, like, oh my God, it's so far away. Look at what other people have done to get there and start taking the steps and taking action, because sitting there and saying it's too hard isn't going to get you there.
Yeah.
And also feeling like it's impossible, it's just defeating your confidence in the beginning. So then you have no chance, right?
Well, that's just it. You won't even take the first step for sure. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, and guys listening, like that's for anything. Like that's, I was just using business as an example, but that's like for weight loss, for, you know, anything, relationships, for anything, you can apply that same sort of principle.
And it's long-term, you know, it's long-term. So your audience and everyone listening to this podcast knows that you're not into the quick fix. You're not saying, oh, you know what? Like, here's a quick way to lose 20 pounds. You're like, you've got to change your lifestyle. So if you're looking to lose weight and you're, oh, I'm never going to lose 50 pounds. It's so far away. Yeah. It's just starting a business. But you have to say, what are the changes I have to make now? Every day moving forward to get to that goal. It's not going to be quick. It's not going to be easy, but it's a lifestyle change. And you need to recognize that and then say, I'm in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
I'm making this a part of my life. Business, if you want to build it, it's got to become a part of your life. You got to do it consistently. You got to do it regularly and you got to be committed. Same thing for your fitness or anything really, you know?
Yeah. No, definitely. Now, I want to talk about Pop Sugar Fitness for a second because I that's where I first heard about you and I love it.
Thank you.
As the host of Pop Sugar Fitness, I mean, you get to try so many different workouts all the time. One of my favorites, just as a heads up, one of my favorites of all time is your hip hop Tabata class. It's so fun. I like doing it on like my rest day. Like not that it's a rest workout by any means. I just do it like from heavy lifting. That's kind of like my fun workout that I really look forward to. It's so fun. But so with all the different styles of programs, are there any in particular that you have done over the years, like either styles or formats or anything that you have found to be the most effective for you? And I know everybody's different. I'm just curious for your own, you know, fitness or anything, what style you really like to use.
Yeah. You know, I've been an athlete my whole life. So I've always really enjoyed strength training. I love it. And I was a runner for a while and I still run, you know, and I enjoy short distance now. I've trained for one marathon and I'm like, no way. I'm not into that dedication of running. There's so much commitment there and time.
Yeah. And so much time.
Oh, the time. Yes. That's the thing, you know, and it's just like after a while, it wears on me. So just my body personally. So I really love the strength training and I find that I like efficiency. So the HIIT training workouts for me are just the best because I really like to do it quick, 20 to 30 minute workouts. You don't really need anything more than that if you're being efficient. And that's why, you know, HIIT training, your heart rate is high like the whole time because you get very short rest periods. Then you're working really hard and you're strengthening your body, your muscles, and it's a lot of functional movement. And that's what I really like because as an athlete, you know, you want to be functional. You don't just want to be strong. You don't just want to have high cardiovascular endurance. You also want to be functional. You want to be able to say, I can do those push-ups and my shoulder isn't jacked up. I can do that squat and my low back doesn't hurt. So a lot of the moves that you put into HIIT training are usually incorporating some type of mobility as well as strength. So that's my favorite, you know, and that's the type of stuff I like to put together for Pop Sugar all the time because I know that there's moms out there working out with me. Their body is maybe getting back into it or, you know, they're not like 22 years old anymore and they're like 35 or 38 like me. And they're thinking, God, I feel stiff here and there. And, you know, so I'm like, if I don't put some mobility in there and like get you opened and get your body feeling also like some preventative injury stuff is going on, then I know people will get injured. You know, so the balance is really important. And I feel like if you find a trainer who you've been working out with for a while and you're still not hurt, stay with them because that's the key. You know, it's not to just beat your body up, but it's to help you feel good and to be energized. That's the goal of fitness.
Yeah. What do you say to like that old school approach of like the no pain, no gain mentality? Just curious.
You know, I feel like that's relevant in some cases, right? Because sometimes, you know, the pain can be good, the burn and the, you know, where you're just going to almost drop to fatigue and you can't rep one more push-up or one more squat. And so, yes, that is when you're gaining a lot, you know, and you are. But then there's the point where if you're hurt, if you're going hard all the time and you feel very low energy from your workouts, every time you press play, you feel tired from the beginning, that's when you're going to start to lose. You're going to start to lose not only because you're getting more prone to injury because your body is tired, but you're not recovering well because you're not giving yourself enough time for recovery. So you do need the balance of, you know, lighter workouts, then hard workouts, maybe some moderate workouts, maybe some days off where you just foam roll and you stretch, and not to mention what you're fueling yourself with after workouts. So, you know, there's a time to feel the pain and to know you're getting stronger, But on your recovery day, that's when you're actually getting stronger, because that's when you're healing. And you got to give your time, you know, your body time for that. And I always preach that to my clients and to my followers on in my membership area. It's like, I don't believe in go hard all the time, because that's just a recipe for injury.
Yeah, for injury and burnout. Fatigue. Yeah, I was going to say, just total burnout. Your body will just give up eventually. Mm-hmm. You know, as a new mom and a health pro, like, you know, we hear women all the time in the industry, and I'm sure you hear it from your clients all the time as well in your members area and whatnot, that they're either looking to like drop that last 10 pounds, like they always find like that's the hardest, or the new mom scenario of like, I know it's so crazy on like social media, especially on Instagram and stuff, you see all that like snapback photos and stuff and people just being like, oh, look, 6 days postpartum with my six pack, you know? And I'm like, whoa, that's like not me, but anyways. But I just wonder, like, how do you suggest to your clients when they're in that process of like, okay, either postpartum or they're losing that last 10 pounds and they feel like they've kind of hit a plateau?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you sort of recommend to them, or how do you kind of talk them through that process of getting out of that plateau phase or getting out of their head about that?
I hear it all the time. That is number one. It's a big concern, because a lot of times we get into a routine and it's getting comfortable and we feel like, okay, cool, I'm exercising regularly, I'm eating well, and you know, I'm doing what I should be doing, right? But now my body is in a routine and it's comfortable, and that's when we hit the plateau, right? It's when your body gets adjusted, and all of a sudden now you're like, oh, okay, my metabolism, it's like, it's going on this normal routine, but now I want to lose 10 more pounds, right? And that's when it's hard to do if you keep doing the same. We all know that's the definition of insanity, right?
It's expecting doing the same thing. Exactly.
The same thing. So, you know, I have always told my clients, and this is their truth, this is really what I practice, I don't do the status quo. I always have to do more.
Okay.
And so when it comes to new, I think that's the number one thing you've got to evaluate first and foremost. It's not the workout program. Everyone thinks it's the workout program. I've hit a plateau. I just got to work out harder. I just got to work out longer. I just got to kill myself. And I think that is completely nonsense.
Yeah. Do you think, I was just going to ask you, do you think that it is necessarily that people think that it's the fitness side, or do you think they just want it to be the fitness side because the fitness side is almost a little bit easier than the nutrition? I'm curious, because I know.
I think there's truth to both of that.
Yeah.
I
think the food side is the part that people struggle with so much. The fitness side, of course, getting into routine and everything else, but I feel like people can commit a little bit more to that when it comes to nutrition. They're like, oh, but I don't want to give up these things. They feel like they have to give up the world to get.
That's right. And here's the other side of it, is that I don't believe you need to cut more calories. I think you have to add more nutrition, more superfoods, more gut health, more cleansing. So instead of saying, I got to go on a diet and I got to cut out all these foods.
Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, you eat pasta, you eat bread, you eat all these carbs. And I'm like, yeah. And I also drink a superfood shake every day. I'm a Shakeology user and a Beachbody coach as well. So I do a cleanse every 90 days for 3 days, which is more fiber, more protein. It gets my body back into a rhythm. It cleans the gut. It enhances the bacteria in my gut. I do a yearly cleanse. So there's like these extra things I do for my nutrition.
Right.
And most women think you gotta eliminate. I'm like, no, you gotta add, because normally I would say, get rid of the crap. And that's just a common sense thing. But I eat cake. I got a Bundt cake in the kitchen right now from a trip I took to see Vito's Aunt Piera, and she made us all pizzas and all these things. But I'm like, that's just once in a while, and I treat myself and I enjoy those things. But I every day give myself more and added value in nutrition and supplementation, even before and after workouts, taking a recover powder after my strength training, taking an Energize so that I stay hydrated and keep my electrolytes. So it's like, instead of thinking you've got to go on a diet to get past this plateau, or you've got to kill yourself, think about what more you can give to your body, how you can fuel and become a superhuman. Mm-hmm. Versus eliminating and saying, oh, and now I just got to starve myself and cut out all the ice cream.
Yeah, and just be sad.
Because
I remember when, I mean, this was years ago, but I remember like back when Atkins was like a big thing.
Yeah.
I did that and I did it hardcore, like no carbs at all, not even carrots, no fruit, no nothing. Like I was so strict and I was so sad. That's all I remember. I was super strict. I was super lean, but I was really sad and I was really hungry all the time. So it was just like, I realized, I was like, that's not a way to live. Like I couldn't do it. I couldn't live that way. It was not a lifestyle. And that's the thing. It has to be a lifestyle.
And you got back to clarity too.
I got back
to what's important to you. And that was your happiness, your life with your friends and family.
Right. And so, being able to go out for dinners.
you're not going to trade what matters most in your life for some diet that, you know what? It's not the way that you want to live your life. And that's what's important.
Yeah. No, I love that. Now, do you have, like, when you're working with your clients and they have like an area that they're really struggling with, do you find that there's like a specific area that you tend to see pop up consistently with a lot of your clients that they seem to struggle with and that you like have a solution for that gives them like sort of a drastic switch, like flipping the switch kind of thing? So whether it's weight loss or something, I don't know. But if there's something that just constantly seems to be an issue that is an easier fix than people think.
Well, everybody complains about their belly.
Right.
Right? If you ask any woman right now, she's not happy with her belly. Even if she's got a six pack, she thinks she's bloated. I swear.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's all relevant, whether you're lean, whether you're a little overweight or whether you're very overweight, you're always focused on your belly because that's like the one thing that everybody wishes was better, right?
Right.
You can hide everything else, but the belly is like, ugh.
Yeah.
So what I always talk about with my clients is about gut health because nobody really thinks about it. They always think about, you know, oh, I got to go on a diet. But what they don't realize is that their gut is the area that is responsible for how food is absorbed, like nutrients are absorbed. It's how they're eliminating the food, the byproducts that are going through their body. And it's also controlling the inflammation inside their body. So if you're inflamed and you're not eliminating and you're not absorbing the nutrients of your food, it is absolutely impossible to eliminate the bloating and the belly fat that you have on your body. Mm-hmm. And so when I take my clients through a cleanse, which I do every year, at the beginning of the year, so people on your podcast better reach out to me if they want to do it. But I have them do a 21-day a real detox. It's the ultimate reset cleanse. And whether you find a different one that's better or what, your body needs a cleanse. You've got to give your internal body that health and that rejuvenation, because otherwise the food you're eating, you're not getting all the value you could be getting from it, and you're not eliminating the toxins and the things that you need.
Right. And so if people were interested in joining you in your cleanse, which I'm sure they are, how do they find out more information about it?
Well, definitely follow my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Anna Renderer is my Instagram handle because that's where I post and that's where you go to my bio link and I've got everything I'm really doing at the current moment, you know, the bio in my Instagram and then my website, annarenderer.com. It's where I, you know, list all my programs, no matter if it's something very fitness and health related or it's high performance and, you know, confidence coaching, you know, all of my information is there for people to check out.
Perfect. Now, just one final question. I hate to end this because I love chatting with you, but one final question I do have for you is just, do you have any tips at all for our listeners, just anything whatsoever to help them live their happiest, healthiest lifestyle? So anything that you would just say that like words of wisdom that you can share with them to help them achieve optimal happiness or health or both, because they kind of go hand in hand.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I have a lot of tips, but,
I know. I'm putting you on the spot to try to just choose your favorite.
You know, I always, in my program, in my Sexy Confident Woman formula, one of the things that a lot of women find most valuable as advice I give them is that when you're starting a fitness program or you're doing some kind of health and wellness to try to get yourself healthier and happier, because obviously when your health goes up, your happiness goes up.
Yeah.
As well as your confidence. And I really believe that you need to find what you can do consistently over time. A lot of people go really hard, especially in the new year, especially as things get going and they got big goals, whether it's to build a business or get their fitness on track. They go hard. But my advice is to find what you can do consistently in your life, like for your lifestyle. Because if you're a mom, you can't work out for an hour a day. You can work out for maybe 20 minutes every other day. And that's a great start. Be happy with it. Find what you can do consistently, whether it's what you're eating, whether it's what you're fueling yourself with, how you're exercising, maybe meditation. If you can't meditate every day, make it a goal to do it once a week. But if you can start doing certain things for your health and your wellness and your mindset on a consistent basis, it doesn't have to be every day, but if you can put it in your calendar and do it consistently, then that's going to change your life, because consistency is the key to longevity when it comes to your health and wellness.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I couldn't agree with you more. I think you need to find something that you can just, and find something that you love to do. Don't do something, even if you're doing it consistently, but you hate it, don't do it.
Because it won't be consistent very long.
Exactly. Or the whole thing, you won't have the happiness that goes along with the joy of getting to your goals. Because the whole time getting there, you'll be angry.
Exactly. Right.
Well,
right
on. Anna, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. I love our chat. Hopefully we can chat again, maybe in the new year after the cleanse and see how
everything goes. Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Amanda.
All right. Thank you everyone for listening. And of course, if you are interested in learning more about our programs as well, make sure that you check us out at fitchicksacademy.com, where you can check out about our holistic nutrition program, as well as our fitness and nutrition expert certification. All right. Thank you again, Anna. Thank you all for listening. We'll chat soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.